Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. This is the day God has made. We
are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank God, hallelujah, that he is going to meet us on this prayer line on tonight, not by power, not by might, but by his spirit, according to his word. All things are possible, even through the power of prayer. Pastor Anthony Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Christian Ministries is here along with you, because we're two or more gathered in the name of Jesus. There is power and the presence of the Lord. There is liberty. So we thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. God is a good God. And I thank God for prayer. I thank God for you. My wife and I, amen, believe in the power of prayer along with our church family. God gave us that mandate a long time ago to pray. Pray without ceasing. He gave us that command to pray without ceasing. And that's what we're trying to do, pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. This is corporate prayer on Tuesday nights. But how many of you know you got to always pray? Amen. We always have to pray every day of our lives throughout our day. Pray without ceasing. I want to stay with that thought and go to the book of Mark, chapter number 4. Mark chapter number 4, because God is saying, if we keep praying, we'll keep producing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If and when we keep praying, we will keep producing. So I thank God. Amen. I want to be productive. I want to manifest the things of God in my life, and I know it's going to happen through prayer. Mark chapter number 4, looking at verse number 14. Mark chapter number 4, looking at verse number 14. Mark chapter 4, verse number 14. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark chapter number 4, verse number 14. And it reads like this. It says, the sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately, the devil takes no time, immediately they receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Verse 20 says, and these are they which are sown on good ground. That's us. Such as hear the word and receive the word, and bringeth forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. Thank you, Jesus. Some 30, some 60, some 100, 100-fold. Jesus, when he walked the earth, oftentimes spoke through parables, but his disciples had the privilege, when they were behind closed doors and when they were in private sessions, he broke it down to them. Parables were those things that Jesus used as metaphors and examples, where he would use the days in which they're living through agriculture and other things that they can relate to bring meaning to what he was trying to teach them. And right here he says the sower sows the word. And he explains the parable. He says the sower is God, and what he is sowing is the word of God. And it says when God sows that word and when God puts that word into our ears and when God plants that word into our heart, Jesus says in this first scenario, the enemy comes immediately and takes that word away. Never waste no time because he knows the word will produce. When I first went to church, I fell in love with church. I fell in love with God, and I just kept coming. And I've been coming for the last 22 years of my life. And, Pastor, I tried to remember what I used to do on Sundays before I became a Christian, before I became a believer.
Yes.
And it flashed back on me because I was a partier in my worldly days. So from Saturday night partying, on Sunday I rested. I slept in late. And then all day Sunday I watch football. I'm a big football fan. So you're talking about 3 games, 3 hours per game. That's 9 hours of football. And when I got saved, the enemy used to say, you're going to give up your football? You're going to give up Sundays for God? And God eventually asked me that question. I know you love football, but will you give that up for me? And sometimes immediately when the word comes in, that person that we invite to church, that family member we've been praying for, that friend and that coworker, that classmate, that we finally get to the house of God, they hear the word, they love the preaching, they love the atmosphere. But by the time they get home, by the time they get back to work, by the time they get back to sometimes negative people, that's the enemy working, trying to take what they heard away from them immediately. And sometimes it works. Because although they receive the word, sometimes they don't go back to get more word. But if we keep praying, we keep producing.
Jesus.
Because we keep praying, we won't let the enemy snatch this word from us. We keep praying, we'll hold this word like we hold our checkbook, and we hold our spouses and our children, like we hold on to our jobs. We'll hold this word like it's our very life, and we won't let the enemy take it away.
Yeah.
The second scenario Jesus talks about is the person that hears the word with gladness. They're coming to church. They're hearing the word. They are getting into this word. But the Bible says because of the word's sake, persecution and ridicule and enemies begin to rise up. Those are the ones that's picking on you as a Christian. Those are the ones that will mock you. Those are the ones that will turn on you, telling you you're high and mighty now. You think you're better than us now. Those are the ones that criticize you because you're trying to be better. You're simply trying to better yourself through the word of God, and you're being persecuted because you're trying to become a better person. And it says because they have no root, sometimes when people come at you like that, you fall away. You say, my life was better before church. My life was better before God. My life was better before I had this word. I didn't have all these attacks. And because you have no root, you're not grounded, because of the word's sake, the enemy comes in like a flood. But because you don't have an anchor, you fall away from the things of God. And Jesus is saying, beware of these two scenarios. Because in the days in which we're living, if Christians are not going to church, if they're not assembling themselves for the fellowship of being together and encouraging one another, chances are they're not producing what God wants them to produce, what God wants them to produce. And this third scenario, again, if we keep praying, we keep producing. It says the cares of this world, the deceit for riches, and the lust. See, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That simply means we deal with a spirit of lust. You can think you don't have lust. You can think you don't have pride. You can think you're more spiritual than you are, but trust me, there's a part of all of us that we got to keep intact, that we got to keep under the blood.
Yes.
Oh, I don't fool myself. I know what I was like before God. So I pray, I believe, God. No, I'm not going to go back to certain things. Yes, I'm confident. For Christ I live, for Christ I'll die. But Peter said, God, I'll never deny you. Peter had the same mindset. I'll die for you, Jesus. But when the pressure came, when he saw Jesus being whipped, when he saw Jesus being persecuted, when he saw Jesus about to be crucified, that pressure on Peter made him change his mind. I'm not saying you're going to change your mind.
I ain't going to change my mind.
Well, that's good that you're saying that through your word. And I pray that the other millions of Christians like you, Pastor, will be like that.
Amen.
Because that's why we preach. That's why we speak. Because we want people to have that mindset.
Amen.
You got that mindset from preaching, from teaching, from prayer. And that's what we're talking about tonight.
Amen.
We got to do this to develop that mindset.
Amen.
And I thank God that we're not going to fall away. We're not going to fade away, but we are going to be that 30, that 60, that hundredfold that produce good, godly fruit. Jesus said this to his disciples, and then he goes on and says how the tares and the wheat will come up together, and he's going to be the harvester. He's going to be the one that bring out the sickle and separate the sheep and the goat. That's why he gave them a scenario about the sower, because in the end times, Jesus will do the harvesting.
My God.
My God. So he made it practical before he made it spiritual.
Yes.
So don't get caught up, this is the final thing I'm going to say, on what we're producing or what we're not producing. Because sometimes when you have goals and dreams and aspirations and you don't see the manifestation of those things, you'll seem like either you're failing or either God is not hearing your prayers and you're still falling short. No, that's not the case. We have an enemy trying to stop your blessing.
Yes.
We have an enemy trying to delay your blessings. We have an enemy trying to stop what God wants to give you. I preach the word on Sunday. You got to fight for the blessing.
Yes. Yes.
Fighting for the blessing.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, God.
We know we preach according to your word. We believe the word of God. This is the Logos word. This is the Rhema word. This is revelation. We have so many voices in our day. We have so many messages in the times in which we're living. We have so many religions, so many watered down gospels. But you said your word won't come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. So God, the enemy is trying to take this word away. The enemy is trying to persecute us because of the word. The enemy is trying to get us to deny your word. But we are praying right now, and we are speaking the word over every life.
Yes.
God, wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper. You are a chosen people. You are a peculiar people. You are a godly generation, a hallelujah, a righteous people. So you are more than a conqueror through the word of God. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the first and you're not the last. You are the lender and not the borrower. You are on top and not on bottom. That's according to the word of God. So Lord, we speak the word. Speak in those things that be not as though they are. Sickness in your body, but you are already healed. Pain in your body, but you are already delivered. Trouble in your home, but it's already settled in heaven. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, kara ashata, ro kara be ekato, para hashekele ekobo. Oh, the word of God. The word of God, the word of God is how we win. So, Lord, I thank you for your word that says our marriages will work. I thank you for your word that promises you have given us the ability to get wealth. I thank you for your word during the warfare, during the spiritual battles. This battle is not ours.
Yes, God, thank you.
But it belongs to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I declare over every life, the weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, the strongholds. Oh, the strongholds. Oh, the strongholds. Alcoholism is broken. Addiction is broken. Being afraid is broken. Being, hallelujah, afflicted is broken. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over that thing. We speak authority over sickness and disease. We speak authority over poverty and pain. We take authority over, in the name of Jesus, dysfunction and chaos and confusion. We take authority over it.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God gave me a word on Sunday, Jesus, Luke chapter 10. He said, I've given you power.
Yes.
Over all the power of the enemy.
All the power.
That means, church, he gave us authority.
Yes, yes.
He gave us the ability. He said, by any means can nothing hurt you because I've given you power.
Jesus.
Something tried to hurt me last year, but God gave me power.
Hey, glory, glory.
Something's trying to hurt you right now, but you got the power.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You're a powerful people.
Yes, yes, yes.
With purpose. So, Lord, I thank you for prayer. Bless every home.
Yes, God. Thank
Bless
you.
Every marriage.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
Bless you. Every job, every career, glory be to God, every venture, every goal. Bless every vision.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And we praise you.
God, glory. Hallelujah.
We praise
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
You said that you came that we might have life.
Hallelujah.
And that we have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
We're still
you.
Dreaming.
Hallelujah.
We're still wanting. We still are hoping for better days. We still have a desire for prosperity. We still have a desire for all of our loved ones, all of our family members to say yes, Lord, to receive you as Lord and as Savior. See, that's all salvation means tonight. We got to pray for this world.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
We pray for the backslider.
Jesus, hallelujah.
We are praying tonight for the unbeliever. We are praying tonight for the runaway and the gangbanger and the incarcerated.
God.
We are praying for those who are homeless, those who are under domestic violence, those prostitutes. And we are praying in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because, Lord, we know there's power in prayer.
Glory, glory, glory.
So, Father, bless every household that called in tonight. They're representing their whole families. Give them strength. Oh, in the name of Jesus. I thank you tonight for healing. I thank you tonight for deliverance. I thank you tonight for wealth transfer. I thank you tonight that our days will be long. You will satisfy us with long life. We will live to be old, and we will live a lot of years. We speak life to Greg. We speak life to Brianna. We speak life to those looking this way for prayer. We speak life to every dead marriage, every dead relationship. We speak life to every dead dream. We speak life, and we say, wake up.
Wake up. Glory.
Wake up.
Hallelujah. Wake up.
In the name of Jesus. It's not time to fall asleep on God. It's not time to give up on your dreams or give up on yourself. I know it's been a long time for some of us. I know you've been waiting. But I said, if you keep praying, you keep producing.
Yeah.
See, that's how the enemy tricked us up, Pastor, and you're going to continue to pray.
Yeah.
Because he's showing us what we're not producing.
Yay, Lord.
But the fact that we're on this prayer line, we're productive.
Amen.
The fact that we are praying means we're producing.
Yes.
The fact that we keep showing up means we're producing.
Yes, God.
The fact that we're still going to church and believing God, we're still producing.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is, I may not be where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on tonight, God. We exalt your name. We lift your name on high, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. You are worthy, God. You're worthy. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised, and we praise you on tonight, God. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. We magnify your name. Come on and worship, God. We worship you on tonight, God. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, God. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord. And we had 10,000 tongues, oh God. We couldn't praise you enough, oh God. We praise you because you're worthy, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, because you are worthy. You alone are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. There's none like you. There's none like you. We have searched all over, and we have not found anyone like you, Lord. So we worship you on tonight, God. We give you the glory, huh? We give you the honor, huh? We give you the praise. We magnify your name, God. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. Oh, we bind up every demon, demonic spirit, God, every demon on assignment against your assignment, against what you have declared, against this prayer line. We come against the spirit of strangulation. We come against the spirit of bondage. We come against every spirit, Father God, that will try to come and raise itself up against what you are doing on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for loosing your power. We thank you, Lord, for loosing your power. We thank you for loosing your power on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we break the bonds of tradition. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We loose your spirit. We loose your spirit, God. We loose your spirit. We loose your spirit. Have your way, God.
Have your way, God.
Have your way on this prayer line. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. Not by might. I should be okay. Not by power, but by your spirit, God. You do it, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Touch, God. Touch. Touch each and every person on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. We worship you, and we magnify your name. We come against the spirit of witchcraft and rebellion. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way. You be magnified on this prayer line. You be magnified. Move flesh. Move flesh. Move flesh out of your way, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the word that has been released by Pastor Anthony Simmons. We thank you for every person on this prayer line. And, Lord, we say, have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify your name, oh God. We thank you for a spirit of healing being released on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for a spirit of revival being released on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for a spirit of provision being released on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, that marriages are being strengthened, God, that lives are being change, Father God, that the captives are being set free in the name of Jesus, that the sick are being made whole in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
So, Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. 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 Glory, release your glory, God.
Yes.
Release your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bind up every distracting spirit right now, and we thank you for loosing your power, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, over this prayer line. We plead the blood of Jesus over this line. We plead the blood of Jesus over every household. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family.
Yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, continue to have your way, even as we continue to pray. Have your way, God. Mama Koshelike Nama. Oko Shelike Nama. Oko Pastor. God says he wants us to be good soil. Even as you release that word,
Jesus.
God says he's turning over the soil.
Amen.
My God,
amen.
He's working the soil. That's why so many people are going through so much in this season, because God is working the soil.
Amen.
He's turning it over. He's turning over the soil so that he can replant and restore. Oh, my God. God says, I'm replanting and I'm restoring.
Amen.
My God, there's some things that you have put on the wayside and you thought there was no hope. My God, I'm seeing the valley of dry bones. My God, and God is saying, you got to prophesy, people of God. God says, prophesy to those dead pastures. Prophesy to those dead bones. Prophesy to those dead dreams. Prophesy to those dead situations. Prophesy to everything dead.
Speak to it.
In your life. Begin to open your mouth. You shall eat the fruit of the words that come out of your mouth.
Amen.
Open your mouth and declare a thing. Begin to decree a thing. My God. God says, I'm not a man that I should lie. Nor am I the son of man that I will repent, oh glory, and change my mind about what I have said. It's time. Some of y'all been worrying, and God says it's time to turn that worry into worship.
Come on.
It's time to turn your worry into worship. He says, as you worship me, my God, I'm releasing fresh oil. Oh, my God. There's a fresh aroma. Oh, glory. There's some stinky situations, Pastor, in the lives of the people of God. But God says, I'm releasing a fresh aroma. Oh, my God. A sweet smelling savior, oh glory, into the lives of my people.
Amen.
I'm refreshing, oh glory. Times of refreshing are to be found in my presence, says the Lord.
Amen.
It's time for you to seek my face like never before. I see some of y'all laying prostrate. Oh my God. I see elevation in the spirit realm. Because you've been laying prostrate. You've been on your knees. You've been praying. You've been humbling yourself before the Lord. And God says, I'm about to exalt you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Because you have humbled yourself under my mighty hand. And I see the hand of God lifting you up. I see the hands of God lifting up the people of God, Pastor.
Uh-huh.
The hand of God is lifting up the people, lifting them up from their low places, lifting them up from Lodabar, lifting them up from dead soil.
Yes.
Oh, glorious. And this is the season of harvest.
Mm-hmm.
As you spoke, Pastor, that we shall bring forth fruit that remains.
That remains. That's
fruit.
Yes. That remains.
That remains. A harvest. 30 feet.
100-fold.
100-fold. So get ready. Get ready. I don't know who this is for, but God says, I'm restoring, I'm refreshing, I'm releasing, my God.
Amen.
A fresh anointing, my God. Hallelujah. And there's an increase, my God, even an increase of oil that's flowing through your life, my God,
yes.
Because of your worship.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, even for the prophetic release on tonight, even as we continue to go forth with this prayer line,
yes.
Continue to have your way, God. Let your will be done, God. I pray over every family, over every mother, every father, every husband, every wife, every child, every grandchild, every great-grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify the name of the Lord on tonight.
Yes.
Our God is a good God.
Yes,
yes
God.
He is.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor,
yes,
that
God.
Is so powerful. And,
yes,
and
God.
It's amazing because we are here in the springtime in New Jersey.
Yes.
And all year long, I've just been seeing dirt with our lawn, some dirt spots.
My God.
And now I'm seeing grace of black, a blaze of grass popping up and green coming on the trees and things starting to sprout in spring. And that's how our lives is. Sometimes you just see dirt. Sometimes you just see famine and dryness. And as Pastor just prophetically spoke, things going to just start popping up.
Yes,
you've been faithful over a few things.
Yes.
God's about to make you ruler over much.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been tithing. We've been sowing. We've been trying to love people.
Jesus.
We've been, amen, being faithful to God. And God is saying now is the time of harvest. The time of manifestation is right here.
Yes.
It's harvest time. It's harvest time. So I thank God, Pastor, 30, 60, 100-fold, because that's what the word says. If we hold on to this word, it will produce.
Yes, yeah.
Through our children, through our marriages, through our jobs, pertaining to our health, we will be productive. So I thank God for that prophetic word that this is the season for many of us who have been waiting for the manifestation of God's goodness. We're going to open up the phone lines at this time. We're going to continue to pray, take praise reports. If you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air because, hey, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost on this line tonight. I just feel it. You know, it was an extremely cold day here in New Jersey, and people were kind of in shock by it. But that's how God is. He says, expect the unexpected.
The seasons are in his hands.
Expect. There you go. There you go. And that's how it's going to happen with blessings.
Yes.
The time we don't expect it or the stuff we're not looking for, bam, here it is. Bam, there it is.
Jesus.
Blessings just going to start opening up. You're going to get phone calls and doors are going to start to open and things are going to start to happen. And I just get excited about it.
Yes,
I expect God to move.
Jesus.
I expect miracles.
Jesus.
I expect God to do great things.
Jesus.
We have a caller, but if you press 1, we're going to take more callers tonight with praise reports, prayer requests. But Pastor, take that first caller. We're going to move on, continue to pray. But God is on this line on tonight, and that is the area code 770 tonight.
Yes.
770, you're on the air, and we thank God for you this evening.
And I thank God for you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and I do receive the word in Jesus' name because I do declare that this will be my season to reap a big harvest, dear Lord. And God, we look to you now. We reach towards you, Jesus. And I'm going to sing this song, that I dedicated to everyone on this prayer line.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. Find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you, desperate for you. I surrender. Drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I hunger and thirst. I hunger and thirst. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. Speak to me now. I surrender. I surrender. I wanna know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me. Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Glory be to you, dear Lord. Praise you, God, dear God. Thank you.
Like a rushing wind, Jesus, breathe within. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way in me. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Thank you for all the prayers. Thank you, God, for blessing me. Thank you, God, for your grace upon my life, upon my friends and family life. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon my home. Thank you, Jesus, for all the angels you have sent to me. Thank you, Lord, for your love for me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you so much, dear Lord. Thank you for loving me. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. I just want to thank everybody on this prayer line, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. Thank you for your prayers. Prayers are answered, and they do get answered. My back has been feeling a little better, but, you know, to me, even though I have a backache, I always push that to the side because I know that things could be worse. So I'm alive. Thank you, Lord. And as for the pain, I know that God will handle that and take care of it. I do have two requests. I have a friend that called me, two of my friends. One of them called me up this morning. Well, she didn't call me. She texted me. I haven't heard from her in a long time. And I was kind of surprised that she texted me. And she says, Maria, I've been feeling so depressed lately. You know, with the passing of her mother last year and her uncle that died, that was like a father to her, and just so much that has been happening to her. She says she's trying to keep close to God. I'm going to give her a call after the prayer line, but I want you to pray for her because she's such a sweet person, a mother, a friend. And, you know, I don't know what it is to be depressed because I've never felt what depression is. Even though I've been through a lot, but depressed has never hit my heart. But it must be something really, really bad for somebody to come out and say, I've been really feeling depressed. So I do thank God that depression has never touched my heart because I know that God is great and God will take care of everything. So I know that depression is not a vocabulary, a word in my vocabulary, but please say a prayer to her. You know, some people are weak and they let depression, you know, just come over them. And she says, well, the doctor wants to give me depression pills. And I tell her, please don't take it. Let me talk to you tonight after the prayer line. So please say a prayer for her. And then I have another friend that she's got ovarian cancer. She's been through all of her treatments. And tomorrow she'll get to talk to the doctor. And the doctor will tell her exactly the results. And I pray that she is healed in Jesus' name. So please say a prayer for both of them. And, of course, a prayer for everybody on this line. And thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. That word that you just said to them, that prophetic word, I do receive it in Jesus' name because I feel that that was meant for me. And I receive it with all my heart, with my arms open, dear Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I am ready to step into that open door, dear God. Open that door for me, dear Lord, because I'm ready.
Yes.
Please
yes,
guide my
yes.
step, dear Lord.
Jesus,
let your will
Jesus.
Be done, dear God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you so
God.
Much. And God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. And I don't know if you have a cold, Pastor Rebecca, but I hope you feel better. Because
yes,
you sound like you have like
you.
A little cold
yes.
or maybe allergies. But in Jesus' name, I know that he'll take care of it. Thank you,
Amen.
Everyone on this prayer line. And God bless everybody.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to pray for those two friends. And as you said, to God be the glory, that prophetic word, it is season. We expect God to move in this season. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
God is going to do some great
yes.
and mighty things in and through our lives.
Yes,
and
yes,
with that
Lord.
Expectation that you have, like you said,
Jesus.
It's just amazing how God honors that, and he will do
thank
something
Lord.
With that kind
thank
of faith.
You, Lord.
It's simply called faith.
Yes.
I mean, you're no getting around, but it's called faith.
Yes.
Still believing God by faith. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that Sister Maria is walking by faith and not by sight. She's not going by how she feels. She's going by what your word says. So in the name of Jesus, we speak to her body right now and say, body, be well. We thank you, hallelujah, for supernatural healing according to your word. You said, by your stripes, she is already healed. So according to the word of God, we receive it by faith right now. And you said, if we don't doubt in our hearts and believe, Lord, what your word says, we shall have what we ask of you. And right now, we lift up these two women to you. Ovarian cancer, we bind that spirit up. Depression, we bind that spirit up. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, loose this woman of God from depression. In the name of Jesus. You can't describe it. It's a deep, dark hole. It's more than a deep sadness. Ah, God, only you can eradicate. Only you can destroy. Only you can annihilate the spirit of depression. It is a spirit. And right now, we put it under the blood of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Hallelujah. Look at this young lady. Of the thoughts, Lord, let her remember the good times of her mother. Let her, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that's trying to keep her in that hole of depression. Right now, we speak your word over her life, that the joy of the Lord is her strength, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, hallelujah, we speak life, we speak joy, we speak happiness, we speak prosperity, we speak optimism, we speak hope. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
have your way. Right now, I give her the to take every thought captive, trying to make her depressed, trying to make her sad. We bind up every evil thought. Every evil thought from the evil one. Trying to keep her down. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. And we speak against cancer right now. And we thank you for a favorable report from the doctor. Procedure. She's been through the whatever it is, if it's radiation or chemotherapy or surgery, whatever it is she needed to go through, Lord, that is behind her right now. And we speak total healing to her body in the name of Jesus. You will satisfy her with long life according to your word. Every disease, every sickness, every infirmity, under the blood of Jesus tonight, you have power through your word. So, Lord, we speak those things that be not as though they are, and we say she's cancer free. We say right now she is healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, do it. Do it, Lord, according to your word. So we speak. And we believe by faith right now that it's already done. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
So we thank you for everyone on this prayer line.
Struggling
with sickness, struggling with disease, the spirit of depression trying to come on them because of bills and because of worry. We bind that spirit up tonight in the name of Jesus. In the joy of the Lord.
Lord.
Jesus, you said your peace, your peace you leave with us.
In the name of Jesus.
And everyone on this prayer line, I speak peace tonight to you.
Yes.
We speak peace
Jesus.
To every situation.
Yes.
We speak peace over every home. We speak the spirit of peace. Not worry, not stress, not anxiety, but we speak peace into your life tonight. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So, Lord, have your way.
Have your
and
way,
we say,
Lord.
Peace be still. Peace be still. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
we say it's done. We say, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for your prayers. I have been sick, but I am well. I am healed. Amen. I was sick on last week. I was driving around with my air conditioner on, and I got something in my throat and chest, cold in my throat and my chest. And I've been fighting that sick demon all weekend. Amen. But I feel great.
I'm just trying to get my, I'm believing God for total restoration of my voice.
Well, in Jesus' name, he will take care of that also.
Amen.
Yeah, thanks.
Amen.
You.
Thank you. Have a good night. God bless
God
both
bless
of you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank
we
you.
Thank God for Sister Maria. As she said, the pastor voice might be a little faint tonight. But everybody on Sunday, she had last.
Can you? Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my for me, I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus?
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, and we magnify your name, and we glorify your name. And we are, in the name of Jesus, moving forward by faith on tonight. Again, we are taking more callers. If you have a prayer request, if you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air tonight in the name of Jesus. Having some technical difficulty, but we are back and we are believing God as we move forward. Amen. That God is going to get the glory out of this prayer line and this time together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we bind up the spirit of sabotage. We bind up the spirit of sabotage. We bind up the spirit of interruption. Amen. Hallelujah. What God has for you is for you. Continue to move forward. Don't be distracted by God. Every time the enemy counters, worship. God says, every time the enemy counters, just worship me. But Pastor Anthony, God told me to open up the prayer line for prayers. We need prayer warriors. I'm sensing a spiritual attack, and we need some people just to step up to the plate tonight and pray. Amen. I see one hand raised. Is there one more who will pray tonight? Amen. We need you to pray tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to open up this first prayer, area code 732. God bless you.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. How you doing? This is Elijah.
God bless you, son. We are well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got home from work, and I'm glad that you're doing well, Pastor Rebecca. It sounds like everything is going good for you.
Thank you. I'm getting my voice back. I have my voice back, and all is well. Yes.
Amen. That's good. I would like to put in prayer requests for my family, for my mom and my dad, and also just for my brother as well, and also for myself. It's just the enemy just been attacking my family left and right. But my family, we're strong. We're strong as one, and we're pushers. But it's just like on my route the last couple of days, I've just been thinking, just talking with God, just praying, like, wow, God, you're not supposed to ask God why, because God does things the way he does it. But I was just like, wow, I don't understand what's going on. Like, boy, give me a sign, give me something. But I realized in order for us to achieve or to get through what we're going through, we have to go through trials and tribulations. And I realized that everything that my family is going through is going to push us for the better. Also, for myself speaking, like the enemy just been dealing with me at work. You know, I haven't been going to work on time. I just been, you know, that's not like me. I'm a good employee, you know, at the postal service. It's just I just haven't been myself. But I'm shaking the devil off, you know, because the devil is a liar. I know God is with me every step of the way, also with my family, with my brother especially, and also my mom. It's just that the enemy is, like Pastor said in our last service, or the service before, he's here to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to break my family. But I believe and I have faith that we have the hope and we will get through what we're getting through. And, you know, greater is to come. Greater is come with my family. And I just want to keep us in our prayer and your prayers.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And we will do that. And we're going to pray for you and lift up your brother and your mom and your dad as well, because sometimes in storms and certain seasons, there is an intense warfare. And that's what you said. Sometimes you're not just quite yourself, but we recognize and you recognize it's a spiritual attack. And that's why we pray. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Yes.
They're not natural weapons. But they're mighty to pull
down
strongholds. And prayer is a weapon. So let us pray.
Yes,
Father, we thank you for Elijah tonight. We thank you for this man of God.
Yes,
God, you have given him a job. You have given him wisdom. You have given him gifts, talents, and abilities, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, even as he requested prayer tonight, even as he has a desire, God, to you, knowing that you can do what he can't do.
Yes.
You can do what his parents cannot do. You can do what even his siblings can't accomplish. You're a supernatural God. You're the God of all. And right now we are calling upon you on behalf of this family, Sister Lori and his father and Isaiah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, move in a mighty way on their behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. God, they are looking to you. The hills which cometh there, Their help coming from you. They put their trust and their faith in you on tonight. And I know that you're going to manifest the miracle that they need. I know you're going to move, Father God, things according to your purpose for their lives. In the name of Jesus, we believe the scripture that it's all going to work together for the good of this family. You're drawing them near together. You're drawing them, Father God, as a spiritual entity to come against the enemy of this world. And I thank you that no weapon against Elijah, no weapon against Isaiah, no weapon against his mom, Lori, and against his father, against his sisters will prevail in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that you've given him opportunity to succeed in every area of life. I thank you for this family, the love and the care and the concern that they have one for another. I thank you in the name of Jesus that your word has spoken over their lives, and your word will not come back unfulfilled in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for a greater hunger. I thank you for a deeper desire. I thank you for a longing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for you. So
imagine just standing before the king. Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my
glory. You know, God is going to get the glory. God is going to get the victory in our lives in the name of Jesus. It's been that kind of a night, and that's what we're praying against right now. That spirit that's trying to come in like a flood, that spirit that's trying to divide and trying to sow discord in the name of Jesus. Elijah, you got the victory. Your brother Isaiah already got the victory. Your mom and your dad are already victorious in Christ. You guys are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God, no weapon against you will prosper. According to the word of God, in the name of Jesus, your family is already victorious. And right now, we just agree with the word of God.
Yes.
And says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So, Lord, I thank you for the victory that they're walking in. I thank you as you continue to order their steps through your word, that they will give you praise and that they will manifest the victory that you have already spoken over their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
You know, this is why you got to keep moving forward by faith. These calls keep dropping and things keep happening on this prayer line tonight that are out of the ordinary. And we are fighting against it. We are coming back and we are praying. And that's what God is telling you. Keep praying for your brother. Keep praying for your parents. And remind your mom and your dad and your brother to keep coming to God in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the storms, in spite of the opposition. We got to prevail and we got to come against it and keep pressing, keep pushing, keep fighting the good fight of faith, because we are already victorious. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. Thank you, Pastor.
You've been a unique warfare on this prayer line, son, but we're so proud of you. Get to work on time. Set that clock earlier. Beat that traffic. And like you said, things just been happening that are out of the ordinary, just like this prayer line tonight, but you already got the victory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. You already have the victory, and we are so proud of you. So keep pressing, and we're standing with you and the family.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Welcome. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful young man, and we bind up every demon on assignment against his assignment. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Area code 270. Area code 270.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for blessing us to be back in the house of prayer one more time. I thank God for that fresh anointing. I thank God for allowing us to come together in his mighty name, standing against the gates of hell. Coming from the gates of hell that will prevail against the power that is on this prayer line. And I thank God for allowing me to have another opportunity to be here to lift up the name of Jesus. I thank God for each and every individual that's here tonight. And as I sit here and exalt and magnify the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, right now I bind Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony's mind. I bind both of you mind to the mind of Christ. I bind both of y'all bodies to the body of Christ, and I loose the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost in you and in this prayer line. I thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together to magnify you as our Messiah. And I thank you, Father, for Elijah. And I thank you for your word, which it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will surely raise your standards against him. Elijah, you were chosen by God. Walk in faith and continue to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word said, resist the devil and he will flee. God has given you the power to overtake the enemy in all of his attacks. Remember, the bigger the level, the higher the level, the bigger the devil. And thank God for the storm that you are going through. Continue to rejoice and praise God, because on the other side of the storm, which you already have the victory in the midst of this storm, our Father goes before you. And anything that is coming against you, God has overpowered it with his presence. Remember Elijah. Remember how God showed up mighty with Daniel in the lion's den. Remember those Hebrew boys in that fiery furnace? They threw three in, and that fourth one they saw was hotter than the fire. And that same fire that they threw them in, God used that fire to benefit them. It burnt the ropes off of their hands, and they walked around in that fire, and they come out without a scorch, with no smoke or no damage because of the that fourth one in the fire was hotter than the fire. And his name is Jesus. He's with you. My brother, wherever you go, he goes before you. Just continue to keep the faith and put on that helmet of salvation and that breastplate of righteousness and continue to walk with the King because he loves you. Everything that you're in the midst of, he's with it. He's in the midst of it with you. And as Pastor Anthony, as you read those scriptures, my wife and I were sitting here and she went to another scripture from the book of John, the 15th chapter, the 16th verse. And our Father Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your future remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." Whatever we ask in his name, as long as it lines up with his perfect will for our life, he shall grant it to us. Our Father is preparing us to ask him for the things that we stand in need of, even though he already knows. But he is preparing us because he has opened the heavens. He's about to pour out blessings in an abundance to his people. Just continue to keep faith. Continue to ask, and you shall receive. Continue to knock, and that door shall be opened. Continue to seek, and ye shall find. Because God is enabling us to know he wants us to make petitions to him, because he's about to bless each and every one of us with an abundance, with an overflow. He has all power. He's supernatural. There's no restrictions or no limitations on what he does and what he can do. He's still God, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the God of the impossible. He's incomparable. He's God all by himself. And I thank God for giving me an opportunity to be back with you guys tonight. And I praise God for the power that is on this person. And whatever the enemy took for evil, God has already made good because of his sovereignty. We have the authority, and we got the victory continuously. As we walk it out, we rejoice and pray. We thank you, Father. We thank you for who you are. You are the victorious one, and we are more than conquerors of all things. In the name of Christ Jesus, and we got the victory. We triumph because you are a triumphant God that we serve. Continue to have your way, Father, at New Creation Christian Ministries. Continue to bless their home. Continue to bless their marriage. Continue to allow your bloodshed to cover them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. And continue to send laborers, Father. We know your word says the harvest is plentiful, but laborers are few. Continue to send laborers, Father. And continue to have your way, Father. Continue to increase their territory. Continue to give them divine assignments and divine appointments, Father. And continue to allow whatever they touch, Father, allow it to have life. The prayers that they pray will be manifested. Thank you for opening the heavenlies. Thank you for blessing them mightily. Thank you for strengthening them, Father, for this victorious journey that they're on with you. And continue to have your way in each and every individual's life on this prayer line. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank God for that powerful word from the Lord. Our fruit will remain. Hallelujah. And that young man heard you speaking to his life, Minister Jamal, and we thank God. Amen. Revelation said, I know you have little strength, but you have not denied my name. And you talked about them three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did not deny Christ. And Daniel in the lion's den did not deny Christ, and Elijah and his family are still standing up for Jesus Christ, the cross of Christ, and they're not denying his name in spite of what that family is going through. And as you said, this storm, this too shall pass, and they are going to come out stronger and more victorious. And I thank God that there'll be a witness of the goodness of Jesus and all that he does for all of us. So thank you for that prophetic word. Even me and my wife, speaking healing over her life and over our minds and our hearts. We thank you for the prophetic word. Amen. On tonight, everybody on this prayer line, hear the word of the Lord that we will manifest and our fruit will remain. It's not going to rot. It's not going to be premature. Our fruit will remain and we'll keep producing fruit that will remain and bring God's name glory. We pray for you and your wife, Gail, and your family.
Yes,
we thank God for you. Amen. The word of God producing 30, 60, 100 fold in your life and in your ministry. In the name of Jesus, may this be a season of harvest and manifestation of miracles. Hallelujah. That thing that you've been praying for, those seeds that you two have been sowing, may it, glory be to God, produce a harvest. Produce the forest of crops. Get your sickle out. Get the harvest tool ready because, glory be to God, your barns will be filled with plenty in the name of Jesus. You two have been faithful, and we know that God is going to honor you in this season in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you and your marriage, your ministry. Keep moving forward by faith. Hallelujah. Your ladder will be greater. Your ladder will be greater. And we thank God for the word of the Lord that has been prophetically spoken over your lives, over what you're going to do for the kingdom of God. We're suffering violence, but the violent take it by force.
Yes.
Stay in the word of the Lord. Yes. Stay under the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Connect in the name of Jesus with Christ on a daily basis. Stay plugged in to that word. We know you guys are versed in the word, and we thank God that the word will not come back void. We said it's going to produce 30, 60, 100 fold. I don't know where you at on the chart, but I know that God is going to do the impossible in your lives in Jesus' name. Lord, keep them, cover them, protect them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that their fruit will remain in Jesus' name. Amen. My brother, I'm glad you're back. We thank God for you and your wife and your family, and we thank God that you are a blessing to this prayer line. Amen.
Amen. We love you,
Amen.
Guys. Thank God for you.
Love you, sir. God bless you. Take care of yourself, and we'll be talking soon.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Thank God for you, guys. We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Pastor, it's been a unique kind of warfare tonight.
Glory.
But we're pressing, we're pushing, because it's harvest time. Nobody's mad but the enemy.
Amen. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we bind up Satan on tonight. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, for victory over this prayer line, every prayer, every life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We come against the Father God, we come against demonic interruption, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the victory, the blood of Jesus over this assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that we are above and never beneath, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we already have the victory, God. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, oh Lord. Oh, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess, Pastor, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we thank you that Jesus, listen, God says that he is Lord over every single situation. My God, he is Lord. He's Lord. So, Father, we thank you for Mother May Thomas. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for her being with us on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for healing her eyes. We thank you for the testimony, Father God,
that she has of your divine healing power. Lord, thank you for all that you do in her life, all that you continue to do, God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We continue to persevere in praise and worship and faith. Oh, my God. As Pastor preached on tonight, we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because we believe God's word, and every word that the Lord has spoken shall come to pass. Not one word shall fall to the ground. Hear God, people of God. Not one word shall come back void. God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are greater than our thoughts. Oh, my God. He already knows the way that you take. Continue to trust in the Lord. Trust in God. Trust in God. Continue to move forward by faith with a spirit of excellence. My God, the devil's trying to get you to take back. And take down and back up and give up. Oh, but we won't quit. My God, we won't give up. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are radical for Christ. My God.
Amen.
Is anybody radical for Christ? Oh, Jesus. My God, and I won't let the devil shut me up. God will continue to get the praise because his praise will continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
My God, if I can talk to others, I can praise his name.
Thank
my God, because he is worthy no matter what we're going through.
He's
it does
worthy.
Not change who he is.
Amen.
That's right, Pastor.
Amen.
He is still worthy. So we are excited about what God is doing. Listen, if you're going through this much warfare, if we're going through this much warfare on our prayer line, it means that we are doing something right.
Come on.
My God, that we are wreaking havoc.
Mm-hmm.
In the enemy's camp. Come on, somebody. That means that all of you who have gathered here on tonight are a threat to the devil. My God, you are a threat to the enemy because he knows that his time is short. So we don't have time to be playing with the devil. We're not tiptoeing around on eggshells. We are radical for Christ. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All on the ground is sinking sand. Come on, somebody. So we're going to praise God. We're going to praise him in the middle of it. We're going to praise him whatever we're going through. We're going to continue to worship him. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep opening the doors of the church. And God, we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. Thank you for what you're doing in the house. Thank you, Lord, for healing Pastor Anthony. Thank you for healing me, God. I declare we are healed by the stripes of Christ. My God, my God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for what you're doing in that local assembly, that your glory is in the house. Continue to draw them by your spirit, God. Continue to draw the sons and the daughters by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We can't hear you, but open your mouth and praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and worship him right where you are. Go ahead and give him the glory. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. There's a praise that will break you through, my God, to the other side.
Mm.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, we're coming to the conclusion of this prayer line. We're lifting up Sister Rita tonight, Rita Leek, and Sister Carmen Callo,
yes.
And Sister Lori Davis, Sister Miriam, and so many looking
yes.
this way for prayer.
Yes.
These mothers, these grandmothers, these women of God, these intercessory prayer warriors, we thank God for them and their children and their grandchildren and their households at large in the name of Jesus. continue to use these women mightily. My mother, May Thomas,
yes.
So many to be named. We thank God for every faithful caller, every listener, in the name of Jesus, those that will tune into the computers and archives later, that, Lord, we understand you said to pray without ceasing. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And right now we are fighting. We are holding on for dear life to you, Lord. The days in which we are living, in these last days, we see the ungodliness. We see the unrest. We see the persecution. But God, you said, be not overcome by this world or the evil, but overcome by doing good. And that's what we intend on doing. You said, let not your hearts be troubled.
Yes.
Believe in God, also believe in me. So tonight, I speak that the people of God on this prayer line won't let their hearts be troubled.
Yes.
They'll be able to
yes.
sleep at night.
Yes.
They'll be, Father God, not weary in their bodies and well-doing. You said, be not weary in well-doing. We'll reap a harvest
yes.
if we faint not. So we speak against weariness and being tired. We come against slothfulness and laziness. We come against, in the name of Jesus, fatigue of the mind and of the body. And right now, give us energy, give us enthusiasm, give us the excitement for the kingdom of God like never before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We're going to go off with a good song tonight, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. But as you said, it's amazing how it was a warfare tonight on this prayer line, indicative of what people are going through. But we got the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not holding our heads down. We're not going to go into depression.
Amen.
We're not going to be sad.
Yes.
We're not going to be troubled.
Yes.
Because the word already declared us victorious. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe. James Fortune. I believe. We believe the word tonight. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will remain forever. We love you guys. God bless
you.
Keep
me going.
We'll continue
those
to
days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Thank you,
sir. I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that he made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe
yes, he will.
I believe.
Oh.
I believe.
trusting him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. Won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.